Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com!
Yeah, JB!
Yeah!
Viva. Tuesday!
Viva!
Yeah!
Viva!
Las Vegas. Las Vegas, there you go. There you go. I was waiting for it. I'm giving myself a little LeBron clap, a liquid IV here to start the show.
Good for
like
you.
Like I always do. Caught me midstream before shaking it up. Getting ready to entertain the masses today. Speaking of entertaining the masses, new numbers just dropped for the Super Bowl. Most watched television events in the history of the United States of America. Boom.
Bad people stay winning.
I sure do.
You're back, baby.
Sorry. He was the one guy to pick the 49ers.
I picked it on my prediction sheet.
Oh, you were the 49ers too?
Yeah, just for fun.
For funsies, yeah, why not?
For funsies.
Why not?
I'm also including the 49ers as bad people.
Oh, for sure. Sure.
Also, Delco's a contrarian, right? So
yeah.
It's like, of course you have to go for the 49ers.
Gambling wise,
I guess it was 2 points though. It was a little too much. It went to overtime, so it's not. Yeah.
I don't understand that you went against your principles. I don't know how normal you would not ever bet against Mahomes as a dog.
Normal me goes against the public.
I know.
If the public loves it, Delco hates it. Guaranteed.
Had it not been so hyped, mm-hmm. he would have gone with his gut.
Totally.
Right?
Totally.
Which was obviously Mahomes, right?
He would have preferred Detroit versus Baltimore.
Two grimy, dirty people
fighting it out.
Just two cities that
need it. Instead of bringing the world together for one event, and that's exactly what happened. Right. Now, anybody who's sick of the Taylor Swift shit or posted about it or whatever, get the fuck over it. The numbers dropped for that this morning as well. Total screen time. What you reckon there?
54 seconds.
Yes.
Did she read it?
No, it was a guess off the top of the dome.
That she had?
I mean, just the fucking worst.
That she had?
Yeah, that's it. Total 54 seconds of screen time. Does it seem more because she's Taylor Swift?
Well,
yes.
Was I right?
Yes, you were, Delco.
Shut up, God. Dude.
It's just ruining everything. Hey, there's no Easter Bunny, okay? In front of kids or whatever.
No.
No. I know. But that would be Delco.
A kid was in
the car just now.
I would never. I'd actually play Santa Claus.
Santa Claus exists, so does the Easter Bunny, so relax.
I'm all
in on that. Even to this day as an adult, I believe in them and the Tooth Fairy.
Mm-hmm.
But 54 seconds total. It just shows you how big she is as a personality. And a worldwide figure that 54 seconds just, oh my God, no one could stop talking about it. Like, sorry, she's better than the rest of the world. And there's nothing we can really fucking do about that. It happens. It happens in particular with pop stars. You know, their music catches and they explode around the world. Very few athletes in the history of our life have expanded around the world. Probably say Michael Jordan is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very small class that went absolutely global, like a pop star.
Sure.
And Taylor Swift is one of those people. She's like fucking Michael Jackson right now.
Right.
Whether we like it or not. And if looking at those numbers for 54 seconds really bothered you throughout a 5.5 hour telecast, something's wrong inside.
But do we add up the minutes that everyone was talking about it before or the... after
but she has no control
between.
Over that
oh, no.
Which is why I'm like, hey dude, that's your own fucking thing if you want to bitch about it. Like, they're talking about it because everybody else is talking about it, and if you're looking at it from a journalism standpoint, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
People are going to talk about it because you have a team that's been there, what, 6 times in a row, whatever the fuck it is, they've won 2 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
You need something a little more to get people amped up about it. I felt like this about Tom Brady on his 3rd or 4th one, too, where I was just like, cool, man, really sick of the Patriots. Can we just show cutaways of Giselle to kind of get me back into this? Like, sorry.
She was a fun cutaway.
Giselle?
Yeah.
She was wasted, but so did Taylor Swift.
No, she wasn't.
Chugging beers and shit. Like,
the Taylor,
Yeah.
The Taylor Swift cutaway was fun because of the people around her, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
You had like Miles Teller and a Grateful Dead tee.
And it kept changing up because she would like bring people in there. It was
Lana Del Rey popped in.
Yeah.
Lana Del Rey popped in. Ice Spice. The biggest flex of all time is when she brought in Paul McCartney to meet Travis Kelce's dad and say, oh, hey, let me introduce you to my buddy, Paul McCartney. Holy shit.
Kelce's dad is just like, if you don't marry her, I will end your life. I know.
There's no excuse at this point.
Travis is going to fumble this so hard.
You'd be such a fucking moron
But like we were talking about before you came, like the speech, like his after the Viva Las Vegas.
You could see the regret in Taylor's face.
We all got a little cringe from it. Yeah. You could see her kind of get the ick.
Right.
It all went away, as Bob said too. All went away. They're partying all night.
I mean, literally. So in love. Yeah, this is them at the after party.
I saw it. And by the way, I saw it, but also, to me, I'm with you on that, but this is something that is correctable from a publicist standpoint.
I don't even...
Very easy notes in the off season of like, hey, if we're going to do this, either let's promote a brand or something else or everything else, like... Let's have this in lockstep together. I know there was a conversation, dead serious, just went down with Kevin Garnett. And I think was it Adidas? So after he won and he held the fucking trophy, anything is possible. And immediately they were ready with the merch, the clothing line and all that other shit. That's right. A quick tweak by a publicist in the offseason. Though you can get over that, I think.
Oh, I don't know if it was even apparent to many people.
I saw it.
So you felt that you felt it too, where you were just like,
she was just like, oh, hey, can we? Oh. Yeah.
And in the off season, he'll be able to spend more time with her.
Yeah.
I give this a month and a half.
Nope. I think they all know. And when I say all of them, I'm talking about the brother, the team, I think everybody knows what she means to the brand, NFL, financial futures, all that other stuff. If Jason's really going to retire, this podcast that they're doing can make millions of dollars a year. Not that it's not already.
He's not going to retire. And also, Jimmy Carter's going to outlive this relationship.
No. I think this one stays.
So is the fucking universe. That's not a good comparison.
I just think the sun is going to outlive.
Yeah.
We'll say one last thing. I think they were long. They've been long distance the whole time.
Uh-huh.
It's a lot different when you got to be.
Nope. Here's why.
Together. I've already looked at the same roof.
Hear me out. I've already looked at the schedule for the rest of the year. She's on tour until November.
Okay.
So this fun, flirty, flying to different cities and doing all the stuff relationship is going to continue for another year.
Also.
But he's going to have to do it now. Like if he's not at, she was at every fucking game. If he's not at every fucking concert,
he'll go.
Something's going to happen.
He'll go during the, like he is the spring and summer and everything else. Okay. Usually at his age, they're pretty flexible as far as like off season workouts and shit like that. They also know how much it's bringing in jersey sales for the Chiefs. The numbers on that were through the fucking roof. Like you give him the longest leash you possibly can.
Yeah,
if you're the owner of the Kansas City Chiefs and the coach,
and apparently he's abusive to Andy Reid, so
well that we saw on the sidelines, and that one I'll give you.
He said he has really bad balance.
Wow, and it's a great.
He was covering. I mean, line. Everyone is going to cover for this guy.
Fuck yeah, because you're a champion, and you can do that when you win the championship. People covered for Draymond Green and all those other people. It happens. Right. You win the championship, all is forgiven, and I agree with it. I also agree that he should have gotten the ball more. So. I'm with him on that. The only difference is you can't nearly push your fucking fat ass coach to the ground.
He just bumped him. He just bumped into
him. I'm with you. Bob, I'm on Travis's side. I don't care.
You can see the regret.
Do you want to evaluate?
As soon as he was falling.
Do you want to evaluate what they said? We have a mic'd up moment from on the field. This is the actual audio. Yeah,
is this real?
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming, baby.
I cannot believe that.
Thank you.
I can't believe you.
Thank you for the support.
How do you
Thank you for coming. Thank you for making it across that way, across the world. You're the best, baby.
Oh, my God.
The absolute best. Was it electric?
It was unbelievable.
That's great. Holy shit. Leave him alone.
How dare you question these lovers?
Fuck off.
There just wasn't a lot of substance to that.
No.
But But Woody, awesome. What would you expect?
That was awesome. If I was, thank you. If that I got was hired, crazy.
If
awesome.
I got hired
You're so
to write
crazy.
That script, though, that's it. That's the exact thing I would write for the two of them.
No, I love them. Look,
they're
I
both
love
dorky.
Them.
Like it's.
I love them, but you gotta be able to like talk about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was just a great brand fusion at the Pfizer Bowl.
You're unbelievable.
Bowl, you know?
She said, yeah, "How did you exactly. do that?" Okay. How'd you do it?
Be honest. You're a woman here, right? You're the only woman here within a mile of here, probably.
Thank you, finally. Yeah. Thank you, finally, for acknowledging. Yeah.
She is seen. She okay. is heard.
Well, what, we are in an industrial
what,
park.
What
yes.
does it do for you as a woman? Imagine this. Like, you're up there in that suite, like, sure. like we've covered many times.
Sure.
You have spent the last year dating these spider monkey twink men.
Sure.
Right, mm-hmm. who have to climb up your leg just to eat you out. They're so
right,
tiny.
Right, right.
Boy.
Like, I know, Bob.
Jesus Christ.
You're the Bob. Only woman here. Yeah. Let me fucking go real yeah. vulgar with yeah. you. Now, listen, these people that would, like, exile her to, like, a forest somewhere and yeah, not let her hang out with Lana Del Rey.
Now,
yeah.
imagine your Taylor Swift, if you're watching, it's overtime. Do you remember what the play was, Ross, right before the touchdown throw?
No, I don't actually.
Wasn't it a Kelce catch?
It was a reception to Kelce okay. about 20 5 yards. Yards. No, that was in regulation and overtime. He caught it about 5 yards downfield. What he did next was be a huge man, slam into 4 other huge guys and fucking drag them across the first down
oh,
mark.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yep, yep.
What yep. does that do for you? I mean, you're watching your man just
yeah.
fucking four.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
got him the first down.
Then the other yeah. part is you take this conversation.
For sure. But she was like, whatever happens, I'm good, right? Win or lose, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
now take that into context with a conversation that he just played. You don't know sports that well.
Sure, either does she.
Right. So she goes down the field.
She goes, how did you do that?
Yes. She says exactly what any woman who doesn't know anything about football would say.
Right.
To, you know, their first year dating a football player.
Sure.
I'm sure she's learned a shit ton, but like, yeah, dude, that's exactly what I pictured her saying. How did you do that? It was unbelievable.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm crazy. This is crazy. Thank you. Wow. Unbelievable. Awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. I know.
So I'm not going to falter for that.
I'm not going to fault him for the Viva Las Vegas either, because he was just really out of his mind. Adrenaline's going. Viva. Viva. Thank God for Jason, though. Because he really co-signs. If he didn't have Jason being like ridiculous with him all the
and
time,
cool, yeah.
wrestling mask, shirt off, whatever, like it, I don't know if they legitimize each other.
Yeah, yeah.
They co-sign for each other. They're a throuple. They've got to be a throuple.
The other thing about that too is, yeah, like there's no, I don't know what Joe Alwyn's family is like, but at the very least they're British and probably posh, right? So, or at the, whatever, like this is the first normal, even remotely close to a normal human being. Like John Mayer is John Mayer. Jake Gyllenhaal's sister is also an actress.
Right.
Like obviously the Jonas Brothers and shit like that. Like,
and Jake in real life is like an Alwyn, like very hippie, very yeah. just mm-hmm. like smelly.
Yeah.
He smells.
Friendly, but just, hey.
I think Jake Gyll smells.
I know he does.
Yeah.
I know he does. He was dating somebody in Ohio.
Yeah. Maybe that's what happens.
Maybe it was just because he was like working on his car.
Or he was in character for a role.
No.
No.
There's a thing. McConaughey does this too. He doesn't wear deodorant. That's true. Like, it's just one of those things where it's like, nah, man.
It's got aluminum
in
it.
It's a natural fucking... Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah. You attract the perfect match, right? Mm-hmm. Because if they like those pheromones, then you guys are good.
Boom. Yeah. And that's what it is. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Now, it was awesome to hear Jesse during halftime do
Yeah, so I was, let's say, underwhelmed at first. Once he started roller skating, let's fucking go.
Straight awesome. Fruit booting.
Yeah. Yep. From that on, not only was the halftime show excellent, but the rest of the game was excellent. It just took Usher to get on some roller skates and make that happen.
Yeah.
And it rocks
yep.
the rest of it.
Yeah.
Starting off that slow was a big gamble, man.
I just, if I were in my predictions, it was like being like risen in my mind. It was like risen from the ground. Right? Like,
that's what I had too. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Like, it slowly started and it was just like everyone would just be like, yes. But he didn't. Started with a little lesser known. I also realized I don't know Usher songs.
I didn't know those first three.
Completely passed me by, I guess. I know a couple of them, but like when we talk about a body of work.
Yep.
I don't know any of them.
I didn't know them until I think after song three. Really want to shout out the RPR and Drinker Bros listeners who sent that in, by the way, so we could cash those bets. Told you on the show last week, you know, they worked over at the hotel that's Alicia Keys and Ludacris were staying. You confirmed they were there. I was able to hammer those bets. Wish I could have bet more. Those were only $50 bets over there on mybookie.com. Yeah. Promo code Drinking Bros doubles that deposit of $2,000. But whatever, $100 is $100 on that.
Sure. And, these days? Both of them.
Yes.
In this economy?
Exactly.
My goodness.
But the rest of it was rad. Really fucking enjoy it. Lived up to the hype in the end. And good for the world on that.
You needed a win. Stand up.
Yeah, you needed a win out of that. It's been the highest rated season of all time as well. You definitely needed a big finale. They got it. And then now,
who knew?
Right. And then
who knew all you needed to save football was a woman?
Taylor Swift. I agree. But the other part of this too is the next draft that is coming out in April. It's all offensive superstars and bangers, so like that's going to extend the game even more. I hope they stay together for the sake of all of this shit, because it's good for everyone all involved, ourselves included, on podcasts and on the gambling side. So I hope they fucking get married. Let's do it.
What's going to happen too is you're going to get more celebrities starting to date.
Yes, football players. Sure will.
Yep,
you sure will. And if you guys caught this, and I'm not sure that you did, they panned over to the Kardashians box over there. Fucking miserable. Every single one of them was so miserable and just slumped over in a chair, just like, and you could see the look in Kris's eyes, Kris Jenner's eyes. Devil works hard. Kris Jenner works harder. She was like, all right, how do we find a football player for one of these bitches
so we can start
to get into this?
No.
From the NBA.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Get out of the NBA.
Yeah, yeah, that didn't work.
No.
That business plan
NFL.
They were scraping the barrel in the NBA.
I know. Devin Booker scraping the barrel
That's the only one.
The rest would not even.
She married Chris Humphreys?
Chris Humphreys, fucking Lamar Odom. And what's the guy who
Lamar Odom was sixth man of the year. How dare
Tristan
you?
Thompson.
Tristan Thompson. I mean, these are
gross. You need superstars. Kim, Booker was a good one.
I guess, is with Odell Beckham Jr. now, which is like.
He sucks.
Snooze.
He sucks now. So, like, he's about to retire. Yes. Yeah. I mean, I would be shocked if he even got a job in the NFL next year.
There's been some rumor of the Chiefs.
Well, look, if you can pay, you know, the league minimum and get a veteran like that, sure. But other than that,
Do you think Kris Jenner is kind of like, girls, can any of you do a white guy? I mean, maybe we...
No.
No.
Good luck. Do you know what I mean? Like, can I persuade you guys to maybe go...
One honky? No.
Because that's really what they were witnessing.
Because let's face it, in L.A., you should have paired one of them up with Justin Herbert. He's a good-looking dude.
They had Reggie Bush.
Reggie Bush was great.
Yes, that was the one.
He was great. But he was the one that broke that off.
He was the one that got away.
Well, his parents said, hey, we will never talk to you again if you marry the girl who dropped a fucking porn tape. Like, they're super religious, but, you know.
Yeah, the Kardashians used to be, too.
Yeah,
I know.
Then dad died.
Look,
yeah.
Reggie Bush is doing fine. He married a Kim Kardashian lookalike, and he's a quiet dude.
Mm-hmm.
He's fine and living his best life. Yeah,
I love Reggie Bush.
So do I. He's great. I think he dodged a bullet there with that one. But for the rest of them, yeah, dude, it's time to find an NFL player and really sack up there and figure it the fuck out.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll move on, though, from the Super Bowl. Everybody else is chatted about it here. You and I have been watching the new True Detective. Is it The Country Night Ham? Is that the name of it?
It's the Night Ham. The Night.
It's a wet piece of ham up there in the country of Alaska and the night country.
The night ham cometh.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a little bit high last night. I don't know if it's translating the next day.
Oh, of the ham?
I couldn't think of the name, and I
couldn't either, but I think ham. A lot of us are with it. Is it just Night Country? Is that the name of it, Bob?
Yes, it's True Detective Night Country.
Okay. How is it? Is it good?
It is. We gave it a shot. Like, the first episode, we were like, where is this going? And then it really fucking ramped up. Here's why, and this is what I was telling Jesse last night. You know, we've talked about the writer strikes and the actor strikes and all that other shit. When I started in it, the first strike, you were at 22 episodes, and then that got knocked down because they wanted less writers, all that other stuff. Then it got knocked down. The second major one got knocked down to 12 episodes a season. So you were at 22, then you were at 12, and then this last one, you're now down to 6, and then you don't have to pay any more writers after that. This is the first time I've seen it implemented, and this is only 6 episodes. So True Detective this year is only 6 episodes. I asked you last night whether you like that format or not, and you had a great answer. You were like, well, it's really jam-packed with a lot of action for 6 fucking episodes.
You have to watch the recap now every episode just because you're like...
So much has happened.
Yeah, 6 episodes is good for a miniseries because that's technically what True Detective is, right? It restarts every season.
Correct.
So it's a miniseries, essentially.
Yeah, and when you put it like that, when I was thinking about it on the drive over because I knew we were going to talk about it, I was like, you know what? You're right. And now I'm all in and I can't wait for this last episode to air on Sunday night. Because we are going to get a resolution to this. Maybe not drag it out for 12.
Yeah.
So, maybe you're right, dude. I don't know. Fuck it up. You can't have a bad episode.
Yeah, Bob, what was the how many episodes was the first True Detective, the McCormick?
I thought it was 10.
Was it 8 or 10?
8 is usually miniseries, right?
Yeah. It used to be, yeah.
Now it's 6.
Yeah, look it up on IMDb. It'll tell you.
But, you know, first season was great. Second was season 8. Was it awful.
Yep.
Third season was whatever. So it's better than the third season?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's very good. Jodie Foster, dude. I forget how great she is until you actually watch her in something again. And you're like, oh, shit, man. Like, in my opinion, this is going to be a fucking bold statement. I think she's way better than Meryl Streep. If she would have had the same roles that Meryl Streep would have had, she would have been better.
They're different.
Okay.
I think that's a valid take dramatically, but I don't think she has necessarily like the
comedic chops.
The range.
Yeah. I don't. What has Jodie Foster been remotely funny in ever?
Fair. But here's the thing. Looking at it, I would cast her in a comedy because it would be just so, like, the more serious you play a comedy, the better it is. Mm-hmm. I think she would fucking crush it. I really do.
Well, she could be like a goofy person in a comedy or something like that. Like,
no, be through the series, totally through serious the series, one. Yeah,
but like how Jesse Plemons in Game Night type of situation.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right.
Yes. And that I love. Let's take the new Naked Gun because they're remaking everything. For Christ's sakes, that fucking Twisters thing. Did we need another Twister, dude? Like, R.I.P. Paxton. You know,
we did it. We needed it.
I don't think we did. But what was the fucking new thing? God damn it, I can't remember the name of it. Naked Gun. It's Liam Neeson. I think that's
smart.
Pretty great.
Yeah.
Like, super hardcore serious and everything else.
Yes.
I think Jodie Foster could do the same type of sitch and something else. So
but you could never put her in like a rom-com or a lighthearted, like, it's harder to put her in like a lighthearted film. Like,
no,
you didn't see Naiad. That was a very that's a rom-com.
She'll always be dramatic. It's just where you put her. Right? Like, she's never going to like crack a
joke. Oh, actually, I have one lighthearted comedy that she did.
What do we got?
In the mid 90s. And it's actually a movie I like a lot. It's
what is it?
Freaky Friday?
No. But she's kind of whatever in it. I don't really think she worked in it necessarily.
Okay.
Maverick with Mel Gibson.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
I love that movie.
She was great in that movie.
Wait, is she the
Yes, she's the love interest. Yes, I love Maverick.
I fucking love Maverick.
It's
James Garner and Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson and Jodie Foster. You're right. Fuck you guys, dude.
Maverick's
and even
great.
She, when she was like the love interest or whatever, is still just a real.
Yeah.
You know, she did a good real
job.
Real gal.
We knew.
She
we
did
knew
a good
all
job
along.
In that movie. Yeah.
She did a great job. But we knew all
along. It's good in the Wild West, right? Because you do have to be a hardcore.
Yeah. Calamity
woman,
Jane.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. The only feminine women were prostitutes, right?
Yes.
So it's like.
Yeah.
You got to be a sturdy gal to make it.
She was pretty
feminine.
Does she?
Oh.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, no. She, I remember what she looked like in that. She was pretty.
No, let me see. She goes pretty feminine. I know looks-wise.
You'll see.
I know looks-wise.
Looks-wise.
But when she...
Yeah, look at that, dude. Look at that. Why are you embarrassed about Mel Gibson?
I'm not embarrassed. I just, like, A, love this movie. But I remember her still having a pretty, you know...
She was exactly who she needed to be in that. She was great.
She was scrappier than she let on.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Jesse.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be scrappy, okay?
Exactly, but that's what I'm saying.
You can't get hardcore lesbian out of your mind, and that's it. Like, that's it.
No, just a sturdy gal. She was always from the first role she ever had. That's like her vibe.
And by the way, I want to say her directorial debut was a comedy, not like a dark comedy, but like an odd comedy. And I remember it because she was the first person, I guess Mel made an impression.
She was
the first person to cast Mel Gibson after all the Jew stuff.
Correct.
What was it?
It was The Beaver.
Yes,
and it was just
Beaver.
A guy who had a beaver puppet at all times on him.
On his hand. And it was in Sundance. And it was a huge hit in Sundance.
I missed that one.
Yeah. And people were pissed at her. And she goes, fuck you guys. This is my friend. People make mistakes. And if we don't allow them to come back, then we're all assholes in the end. And she's always been very outspoken.
What was the deal? Was he like on the spectrum or something?
I think he had like a traumatic event. And he just started to like just the beaver was his coping mechanism.
It was. And so he would talk through the beaver.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was actually just a documentary about Mel's life at that point.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. But it was a good dramedy. It was in Sundance and won a bunch of awards and stuff. But she took a lot of heat for it. But she's always said whatever the fuck she wanted to. Even with this, when she was doing press for True Detective, they were like, what's the hardest thing about working with a younger co-star and everything else? She was just like, I can't connect with these fucking people. Like, I don't get it or whatever. And when you watch it, that relationship really comes through on screen where you're like, oh, yeah, I hate her just as much as you do, Jody. Okay?
Who? The
daughter.
Oh, yeah. No, she was just like Gen Z or whatever is annoying.
Yeah. Yep.
And then sure when she got backlash or whatever, she doubled down.
Yep.
And she was like, yeah. But she was like,
what are you going to do to her?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yes, they're annoying. But look, they have all the things that we didn't have. And, you know, they're able to speak their mind. They're able to get what they want, which she was never allowed to do.
Yeah.
She played a fucking prostitute at 12 or something. So, you know, she was like, yeah, I mean, it's better, but they're annoying to me.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Which, it's fine. But she doesn't give a shit. So it's not like you're going to affect her either way. She was able to bring Mel Gibson back.
Oof.
Bro, you think a Gen Z comment's really going to affect her career?
Right.
And she's nominated, I believe, for an Oscar. Right, Bob?
For NIAID?
She got nominated in NIAID, or was it Annette Bening?
I
think each of them got nominated, actually, for that.
Let me double check.
She got nominated for NIAID, yeah.
Okay,
she
did, may be in a Jodie Foster essence.
That's a stretch, Jesse.
I was trying to. How do we?
A Jodesance?
A Jodesance.
A Jodeci?
A Fostesance.
She's a supporting actress.
Okay, good.
Okay.
And good. Annette is lead.
All right. Good. Yeah, Jesse can't wait to see it. It's been in the queue forever.
Yeah, gosh. I just keep watching other things. But I really do. It's just, it's in the queue and I can't skip. In the queue, I've got to go in order.
You just keep skipping it, dude.
No, I don't.
Banshees of Inisherin, NIAID. Yeah. What else is in that never? We all have this never-ending queue at home of like, oh, you know what? I should see that. Napoleon's
that.
In it. Everything that's ever come out on Apple Plus is in that queue.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I should get around to watching whatever the fuck that thing is with the guy from Parks and Rec.
Right.
Adam Scott. What is that thing he does over there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Apple Plus, you just go to die. Case in point, last night. Last night was the perfect example of it. Jon Stewart's got a show on Apple Plus that 40,000 people an episode watched.
Mm-hmm.
Worse than any podcast we have on this entire network, probably. And we're throw the YouTube numbers out the window, but just audio. But with that, he goes back to Comedy Central last night. He's been trending all goddamn day. Every clip is posted, all the things, everything else. I watched it when you went to sleep last night. Goddamn, I don't get it. I'm so confused. I'm so fucking confused
about now. What?
He was great. And he was the same exact guy from that show 9 years ago.
I'll tell you exactly why. We talked about it before the show started.
Yeah, you guys did?
Yep, Bob has good theory.
Okay.
He crushed. It was. I don't care what your politics are. It was excellent.
Me neither. Throw your politics out the window because the left was pissed last night.
Yeah.
They're and so pissed.
I don't understand why.
Because they have to
But he went 50-50.
Because he both-sided it. How are you going to do that?
That's what you should do. Like, neither side is great.
This is what the left doesn't realize. When you don't both sides thing, or when you veer too far in one direction, that's how Donald Trump rises.
Right.
You only make him stronger.
Yeah. I agree.
That is how you get Donald Trump.
But going through it, if you truly watched it last night, still has his fastball, didn't miss a fucking beat. I just can't figure out why he took 9 years off to do this other bullshit.
Well, here's what happened.
He got first responders a lot of money, right?
Yeah, he needed
No. Yeah. And that's fine, right? But he still could have had his job and gone into Congress and did that. He took other fucking jobs during that period that wiped him out of doing The Daily Show, and I don't get it.
Well, he wanted to do, I think he was a little artistically, you know, he wrote and directed a couple movies.
He
and
did
stuff
a movie
like
called like Stillwater or something
he did,
like that. Yeah.
No, he did
yeah.
two or three. He did
yeah.
two or three movies.
He did, yeah.
And yep. The 9/11 stuff. And then he did Apple again, right? But here's why his Apple shit didn't work and why he was brilliant here, right?
Is like, it because it was on Apple?
Part of it. So for those who have not watched it, Kimmy Schmidt, made by the 30 Rock people, Tina Fey and Robert Carlock and all that.
So 30 good,
30
remember?
Rock, brilliant.
Yes, the best.
Remember the first season?
The first
great.
Season of Kimmy Schmidt, fucking brilliant, mm-hmm. right? Fucking brilliant. All awesome. 30 Rock, fucking great. The first season of Kimmy Schmidt was written for NBC and then did not get picked up by NBC. So they wrote these tight 22-page scripts that were supposed to be on network
pushing
TV.
Pushing the limit as far as they could within the confines right. of an NBC show, yep. right?
As soon as the second show of Kimmy Schmidt hit, and now they knew they were on Netflix, and it started to fray, it started to get sloppier, it started to get...
with no constraints.
Because you have no guardrails.
No guardrails.
Of a time limit.
Or even just in general.
Also what you can say on TV sure. and times and whatever.
No one's going to say no to you because they're just happy to have you
yeah,
there
yeah, yeah, yeah.
and
yeah.
all that shit. So Jon Stewart did the same thing. You lose the guardrails, things start to fray, you can get a little more laissez-faire, and you, Ross, you know, anybody who does creative stuff knows, like, you actually lose a bit of edge and creativity when you lose guardrails, when you lose
when
a
you
box
don't
to
have
operate.
Anything
I agree
to,
with
like,
that.
Push yeah. back on, or, you know, something to, like, get in trouble for and know where the line is.
Yes, and I think, actually, now that you bring that up, like, because I've sold 6 shows, 2 have made it to air. When you're in there and you start getting notes from these studio executives, as a writer, you start hiding things in there to only piss off the studio executives and that things that the audience will like. And it's because you're right. It's because you have that constraint of 21:30 that you're like, all right, can I squeeze this in here for like 1 second, 5 seconds? Like, yeah, that's an interesting
getting,
concept. You're right.
You end up getting creative with the way that correct. You're pushing
and
the limits.
You become a much better editor.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. And Jesse, by the way, that's how you became a very great editor, video-wise, was when it was under a time limit of like, hey, dude, you got this thing is 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Yeah. Cut this fucking thing and jam everything you possibly can into there. Whereas if you
and
had...
And cutting out the things of like, oh, I just want to show this sunset for...
Like Joel. Yeah. Like Joel will give me an 18 and a half minute clip for an Instagram video that should be 48 seconds. And I'm like,
yeah, but
bro,
he can't. But that shot was so good.
I can't see that dog dying on top of that hill for 16 minutes as the sun goes down on him and he loses his
right.
last breath. Like,
right.
I can't do that.
Right.
But yeah, here, that's an interesting point. And then to anybody who bitched about it last night, that's exactly the way you should do that show. SNL should do their show. It should be 50-50, or else then you just care about one side and not the other, and your audience isn't going to be broad. So I don't know what everybody bitched about on the left last night.
Well, it's the perfect time, right, where this wouldn't have flown in the thick of it, whereas like now we are kind of getting to a place where I think him saying that we haven't seen Biden in a while is not something that that is as egregious as it was before, right? Mm-hmm. So he's in this perfect time amazing that he came back like right when he's like feels.
Because there isn't a 50-50 show out there right now.
Right.
At all, I don't think.
He also brought it home pretty well where he's like, life's going to go on after the election.
Brilliant.
Doesn't matter who's going to win.
Yep.
Like, the country will survive. Don't worry.
It was the perfect ending to his comeback. I mean, it was a perfect show out of the gate, and it was the perfect ending and all that other stuff. I don't know why the left is bitching about it, because I think more and more people, honestly, you take like today's vote, we won't get political today very much, but it was a fucking vote late last night when everybody was sleeping, the entire America was sleeping, to pass that fucking $85 billion Ukraine Israel package and no border package for our own fucking border in there. Mm-hmm. 22 Republicans voted for this as well, including our fucking state senator in Texas, where we've got the worst border problem of all time. I think there's more and more people who are willing to chuck out their candidates out the window. Like those 22 people, Republican-wise, even though that's the way I vote, I would launch them into the fucking ocean and be like, get out. Just get out all the way. And I think Jon Stewart coming in at this time where people are starting to see that the government isn't great on both sides is awesome. And the only gripe from the people that actually loved the show last night was that he's not doing it every night and he's only doing it on Monday nights. And I'm not sure what they do as a show when you have something that powerful, someone, a big personality like that leading off on a Monday. What do you do through Thursday? Like,
don't care, not going to watch.
Yeah,
I will watch.
Probably,
I will
they can
watch,
do whatever they want.
I would say I would watch. I'm going to watch every Monday, but I'll probably end up watching late Monday night, early Tuesday morning on YouTube.
Yeah.
But
yep.
I'll watch Stewart
because
yep. he. You're right. He was throwing 100.
Sure yes. was. So it's very strange, and I wonder if he reverses course because of the feedback last night and says, "All right, fuck it. I'll just go every, you know, I'll go Monday through Thursday through the election.
I mean,
and then
still,
you guys can figure it out afterwards."
He was still leaning left, undeniably.
For sure.
100%.
Like, again, it's just these spoiled brats that can't hear an ounce of criticism.
He wasn't endorsing Trump. He was just like.
But they treated as if he was last
questions.
Night. And it was just like, hey, dude.
We're just asking questions, mm-hmm. right? Just wondering where he's been.
But it was very good. And I hope that continues down that road. And I hope other shows do it. But I don't know another outlet that does.
Right.
For real. Like, you know, shit.
Yeah.
People were angry last night. All right.
Well, it's, you know, it's also because that's your identity for however long. It's sad to see it slip away. And when you see Jon Stewart, like, just being chill about stuff. And not like up in arms. It's like your whole past however many years of your identity is being ripped away from you.
Yeah, I only remember him confirming all my priors.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, right.
How dare he? And you're just like, what am I supposed to? It's like when Tim Dillon was saying, like, look, there's going to be people that are going to miss the mask and the COVID and the thing. And like that was their whole thing to
identity.
Be outraged
it was their identity,
about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
So. You're going to see people that are like trying to hold on to that identity on both sides, by the way, on both sides.
Yeah, for sure.
If people start to chill out, there's many people in this country that will be like, I lost my friends. I don't talk to anybody because of this. My beliefs on this. What do I do now?
Go back and say, never mind.
It's all chill. Like,
God forbid there was a ceasefire in Ukraine and Israel and they have to remove those flags from their bio. That's going to be a bad day for a lot of people. Just right. on the social media where it's just like, oh, no, can I not have the flag up? This was my thing.
They learned like, where Gaza was for nothing.
I know. Yeah, yeah. For the first time in their lives.
There's people that are still like Q.
Yeah.
Like holding on to
holding
the
on
cue
to
of it.
Even though there was a documentary like figuring out who the guy was and all this shit, and you're just like, all right,
no,
yeah, man.
It was fake. That was a
false flag.
Yeah.
Man. No.
It was a red herring.
Both can be true on both sides. Meghan Markle got another new podcast deal.
Oh.
Holy fucking shit, dude.
Because the first one was so good.
$20 million with Spotify. They canceled it, and another company was like, you know what? I think you still got it. I think you still got it. It's Lemonade, that fucking Julia Louis-Dreyfus company.
Lemonade, I think, is Lena Dunham.
Is she the owner of it?
You're going to have to check that,
wow.
Bob.
Wow.
No, maybe not. Maybe all not. Right.
Fact check it, but
yeah, fact check
same
that.
Company. The show is untitled as of now.
Because, that's what it should be called.
Yeah.
I'd listen. Untitled as of now.
As of now.
Because she is untitled titled. As of right now.
That's true.
They're really trying to get those titles back.
Are they?
Duchess. No, I think they
still
have
them. He
should
have spent more time with the dad in the hospital then.
I think they still have them, but they don't have the security.
So it's Lemonada.
Uh-huh.
Media.
Yes.
Founder Stephanie Whittles Wachs and
okay.
Jessica God. Cordova Kramer.
Anybody with three names okay. in their oh God.
So it has 40 more than 40 podcasts, including Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, it's a big company. It's
but
a big company.
It is not, I don't think, maybe there's like a investor who's famous, but the founders are not.
Thank God, dude. Thank God.
I want to say it was Lena Dunham, but what do I know?
Or maybe she had her show on there. Who knows?
She did.
Samantha Bee has a show on there. Jeanette McCurdy has a show on there.
Isn't it paywall?
Probably. I don't know. I'll look.
I think it's...
No, the Julia Louis-Dreyfus was up. It was up there. But everybody's crossing whatever. The lines now.
Julian whatever. Castro, Sarah Silverman.
Rogan just went back to free. So like he was on iTunes last night.
Really?
Yep. And it says brought to you by Spotify. And so does Caller Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
And it says brought to you by Spotify at the top. So I think they're just repping commercial sales and things like that. You know. I've got a call about it later in the week.
But. I can't keep up, you guys. I mean, it used to be so simple.
It did.
When I first got in the game.
And then.
And now I don't understand anything.
And everybody's like, wait a minute. This is a free show you guys are doing? And it's like, yep, you got to get paid for it somehow. I just want the, just pop in the things, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Just pop in those little commercials and then we'll make this FM again, you know. Same with fucking the streaming apps. Just make it cable again. Great. We didn't have a problem with either one, you know?
Yeah.
You guys fucked it all up and ruined it.
I like a bundle cable, though. I will say with...
Once this new package
no,
comes out.
No, but I will say with cable, I wanted to be able to just pick the channels that I watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The problem... Well, don't they, like, basically the good channels subsidize the shit channels, essentially?
Yeah, that's true.
In basic like, cable, really, yes.
In basic.
So not in...
But that's kind of what they're doing now. It's like, oh, you watch Hulu, Netflix, da-da-da, so this is your bundle.
Right. But the problem is that bundle of five channels is going to be more than your regular old school cable bill, and you're just going to be like,
it's not
going to
be more than what I'm paying for the separate apps right now.
Well, those need to go, Jesse. Okay.
Well, how did you watch Night Ham last night? Country Night Ham?
So with the Country Night Ham, True Detective, I still think you keep HBO. I still think you keep Netflix and Hulu. And that's kind of it. James, we got some sponsors to put this show on the air. It's ours. It's ours.
We made it.
HardAFSeltzer.com.
We made it to our own show.
Come on. Come on. We're now live in Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, Texas, and Ohio. The HEBs are getting stocked up real quick, by the way. Just added three more here in the state of Texas. It's the greatest grocery store there is here. And would you say it's the best in the United States?
Yeah.
Have you been to a better grocery store?
No.
Okay, I haven't either. It's got to be one for me, for sure. Publix, I love those tendies over there, dog. Those chicken tendies and those pub subs. But HEB, just as far as like having everything in there, yeah, they got Hard AF Seltzer now. So we're now in about 20 HEBs around the state and growing very, very quickly with HEB. I've had a good relationship with those guys, and we're in every single Total Wine as well out here and all throughout the Southeast. So if you're in Florida or in Wilmington, North Carolina, down there, grab them at the Total Wine and you're good to go. Alabama, we're in all the Piggly Wigglies over there. Ooh! And then a ton of bars and restaurants as well. So if you want it in your states, just hit us up at info@hardafseltzer.com and we'll send you to one of those distributors for one of those eight states and say, all right, cool. We'll get the product in there. There's been some cheat codes too, which I love. There was a huge chain in a huge store, liquor store in Toledo, Ohio, that is right on the border of Michigan up there. So They keep selling out over there because people are driving in over the border from Michigan and then bringing it back. I love it. I love it. Dang it. And super amped about that. Again, all of these stores are on the store locator. Columbus, Ohio's got a ton of bars and restaurants. Standard Hall, Urban Meyer's Pint House in the Short North. Forno down there has got it as well. Ramajama down in Tuscaloosa. Fun bar food, burgers, all that other stuff. And you can watch the games right next to the old stadium. And the spring games are coming up for most of these colleges. So I know NFL just season just ended. Spring games will start here in about 8 weeks. So we're getting close again to that. Stadiums will be packed. So Alabama, University of Alabama, we're there. Corks and Tops over there has got it. Auburn University, Tiger Liquors on campus has it. University of Tennessee, Campus Liquors has that there. And Ohio State, 14-0 Liquors and all those guys has it. So look, we'll be tailgating in April here. Let's go. Grab a 12-pack. Find the location nearest you at our store locator at hardyfseltzer.com. Just type in your city or zip, and they'll take you there. And if you're not in one of those states or one of the surrounding states, we still ship right to your house at hardyfseltzer.com. Support us and support the show. Yeah, Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite sports and players, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. March is almost over, but the biggest moments in college basketball tip off the month of April. Be a part of the action on Prize Picks for both men's and women's college basketball. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today at Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. So let's take the NBA, for example. Let's say you choose Steph Curry for more than 29 points and the Joker for more than 10 rebounds. Or let's say you take Caitlin Clark for more than 30 points and LeBron James for more than 7 assists. You're a winner. Kevin Durant for more than 28 points and Trae Young for more than 10 assists. You're a winner. It's that easy. Download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app today and use code RossPatterson for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com. Promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated. We'd have headaches. We'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. I don't watch anything on Amazon Prime. I don't watch anything on Apple Plus. Like, that's, those are the ones I'm going with. And then ESPN Plus I keep. So, other than that, YouTube TV just recreated cable television again. So, that's my favorite.
No, it is cable. It's just a different way to watch cable.
I know, but it's the same shit, right? Where it's the same scroll, the same everything, and you're like, there's something comforting about it where you're like, oh.
But you know what the real appeal of it is to me?
What's up?
It's just, it's the best mobile experience. Like, I can open my laptop. I can do it on my phone.
Yep.
Insane. Anywhere.
Even at the Super Bowl with the neighbors, one of our buddies had money on the guy who came in second in that golf tournament, Hoffman. And he had the YouTube TV up just on his phone as the game was going on in the background. Boom. So easy to use. I wish they were a sponsor, but they're definitely not there. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as Meghan Markle goes, by the way, there is, you know, she's going to do some inspirational feel-good wellness. God, I hate that word so much. This wellness show, and no one will listen to that either. And
you don't like wellness?
I don't care about it.
You don't like health?
Nope. I like all the opposite things. Anybody that just ruins their body, who's a horrific human being, that's what I want to listen to.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear...
Like a laser, an Uncle Laser.
Yep, 100%. That biggest piece of shit in the world, Gary Faust.
Yeah.
Give me more of those guys. Shane Gillis, let's get a little more of those guys. Mm-hmm. Tim Dillon.
Sure.
A little more, you know? Just refuse.
Yeah.
Look at how much money you make and say, I don't want to lose any weight.
Yeah,
I want to
yeah.
remain 350 pounds, have a one shot, mm-hmm. and that's it. No, nothing production wise, and just kind of do whatever I want. That's what I want. Just dirt bags like that. I don't need to hear. I send you these clips all the time too, back and forth, of these wellness things, and just everybody agreeing with one another, and then they never change their lives, mm-hmm. and then they're fucking miserable humans. Like, this is what this is going to be for her.
Yep.
And I don't care about it.
Yeah.
If I was Harry, I would have gone over there and kissed my fat father's sausage rings and just say, hey, dude, I'm going to do this.
You would have put a finger in the mouth and just been like, I'm here.
Daddy,
I'm here, Daddy.
I want my castle back. I want my castle back.
I'm here, Daddy.
I want to be famous again, Daddy. I want to be famous again. I don't want to show up at the NFL awards and give away the man of the year to somebody I don't know, a lineman.
I don't want to, you don't want to do that. You want to be famous as fuck and then be the person on TV.
No, but I don't think a 14 minute visit is going to do it.
Was that what it was, 14 minutes total?
Yeah.
Or 24?
Either way,
they're both awful.
One of them.
Yeah,
it was a number that you were like, oh shit, like you literally
whoopsies.
It takes that long to like go from the front door of the palace, like, and you know, so
it's a helicopter ride from
it was like, hey dad,
LA
you're good
to,
or what? Yeah,
to Calabasas,
and he's like, well, I think I'm gonna, all right, cool, I've got to go. But I told all the outlets, all the press, all the media that I was coming here, so I'm here. Tell everyone I was here. They saw me. Bye.
Looking back on it now, I would have reversed it. I would have gone way too British with it if I'm him and really fucking just UK'd it up to the maximum. If he would have married Ginger Spice, after watching her in that doc with Beckham. Is it Beckham we watched it with?
No, it was...
Who is she dating? Oh, Robbie Williams.
Yeah. Yes.
Ruby Williams. I love Robbie Williams.
Ruby.
Watching her in that, just go UK to the maximum there and really fucking... Like Beckham and Posh are royalty without having to do the bullshit. Like he should have just married Ginger and then really... Just Union Jack fucking clothing everywhere you go, boots, all that stuff. And then just wear the crowns and run around and do your goofy shit. That would have been rad. Instead, yeah, man, he's fucked in this situation here.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's when I saw him at the NFL Awards the other night, I was like, oh my God, dude. I didn't even know this award show existed. One, two, like, you're going to visit your dying dad for 24 minutes and then take an immediate overnight flight back for this. That's the thing where you're like, oh man, there's 800,000 people watching. I've got to get on and present this award about a sport that's not in my country and I know nothing about. Fuck right. Yeah, dude. Man, what a fall from grace.
I know.
Christ. He's probably eating Popeyes and shit, you know?
No, they're in California.
Not that wasn't. I think it was in Vegas.
No, I know, but like in general.
And if you go back, and Bob, maybe you can pull up this picture, but pull up Prince Harry buck naked playing pool in Vegas. That's who he used to be.
Oh, it was so good.
And that was the dude, man. And so I bet he goes back to this Vegas thing. Yeah, dude. But he goes back to Vegas and he's like, oh shit, man, I used to fucking tear up this town. And now, no. He's just, yep, there he is right there, dude. Look at him. Buck naked playing, because there was a pool table inside his suite in the hotel room. That's who he used to be. That's the guy before he got his balls cut off.
Yeah, like if you're the spare, fucking fuck shit
yes.
up. Dude.
Hunter Biden it, bro.
Yes.
You do whatever you want.
You're never going to be called to be
fuck
anything
no.
more. And people wouldn't blame you.
No.
They're like, look, he's been called the spare his whole life. His dad, his mom. Died when he was like really young. Like, let him fucking fly, dude. Mm-hmm.
It's his time.
I know, but then he has to like, now he's like in this, trying to be in the prison of likability, and it's not working.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not working.
It sucks, man. I felt bad watching that the other night. I was like, oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Christ, your dad's dying and you got to take a fucking overnight flight for this bullshit. Just pry that ring, that pinky ring off his fat finger and just kiss it and say, Daddy, I'm ready. I'm ready to be a spare again, you know?
Right.
Hop in the trunk of his fucking limo right where the spare tire is. Take it out and just curl yourself up in there and say, I'm ready to be the spare again. I'm ready, you know?
Yeah.
Take a fucking pic and have that go viral and just say, I regret everything that I've done and I apologize to my family.
Right.
You know? Take some fucking pledge. Put it in a rag and start polishing off William's head because he's about to be king.
Mm-hmm.
Your life would be great.
Oh, yeah. That's a shame because...
The brother's about to be king any second now.
Why cut ties now?
I don't understand it, dude. God damn. People just don't want to have any fun. And then you have the opposite of the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift thing. That's what it could have been, bro. That's what you could have had. And the whole world would have cared. Now we don't give a fuck.
They were trying. They're just really bad at it.
Losers.
They're just really bad. That's what they were trying to do.
Yeah, losers.
They just couldn't hack it.
Absolutely losers.
You know who could have fucking killed it?
Who?
As a royal? Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah. She'd been great. She'd been great out. For real. I mean, it's one of those things where...
She fucking just did what she had to did.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know?
Yeah. New Kanye West album came out, by the way, over the weekend. You were laughing about the child song. Whenever you put your kid in a song there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that made the album, by the way.
We can't play
it. We're on, we can't play it on YouTube, so they'll ding us. But not that we've gained a subscriber in 6 months on this fucking channel anyways. But whenever somebody puts their child in something, Jesse and I have kids. We love them more than life itself. However. we're aware that they, you don't want to see them on a fucking podcast or anything else. And then us to pass it off as if they're great and it's totally normal and you're going to enjoy it. I fucking hate when they do this bullshit. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I think it's just the same thing that's a Blue Ivy or whatever, where, you know, I'm just more realistic about how talented my kids are.
And what their capability is.
And then, and I know for a fact, just in general, like talented parents, you know, if they make it and they're rich and their kids get everything they want, there's no way that their kid is going to be as good as them. Like Jay-Z grew up across from a crack house, right? Like,
yeah.
this is what this is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that Blue Ivy is going to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. In a million years.
As talented.
Not in 1 million years.
I guess it's possible, but yeah. So it's fun. It's fine and it's fun and it's whatever, but it's never going to be good.
Yeah. So I got halfway through the album minus that song. Not bad so far. I'm going to listen to the rest of it, but it didn't matter. It was number one. Mm-hmm. It was number one. And then he did a fucking crazy Super Bowl campaign. Without having to pay for an ad. And there was an article about that, about the genius of him still and what he's able to accomplish. So album number one, after all the fucking bullshit he went through, mm-hmm. His clothing line on Yeezy.com, he had someone post a leak that there was a mistake on the website and the $200 pair of shoes were $20. And then everybody should rush there now and get them before the IT guy figures out, you know, the mistake that he's made, and they're going to be forced to pay for these things. Truth of the matter is, he had already set these at $20 long ago and said, hey, I want to make affordable shoes and shit for people around the world. And he goes, these should be $20. And
are you saying people fell for that shit?
Not only did they fall for it, 396,000 orders were made on Sunday, right before the Super Bowl started, simply from a leaked post on Twitter. That's
God,
it.
People are so dumb.
Yeah.
They're so dumb. can we
396,000 orders. Isn't that fucking wild? What is
dumb.
Do 396 times 20.
It's dumb.
On a calculator, Bob, real quick. I don't want to pull mine up here.
Didn't he have like a 30-second Super Bowl spot?
I didn't see it.
You mean the number 396 or 396,000?
396,000 times $20.
Yeah. He literally was like, I spent $7 million on the spot, so I'm filming this on my phone.
Yeah, it's $7 million, $79
million. Jesus Christ. $79 million? Yeah. Unbelievable.
No, $7,920,000.
Okay. Sorry. I mean, that's still fucking A, dude. Holy shit. I did not see him in a Super Bowl ad, though.
It was just him with a selfie video in his car.
What was it referring to?
I mean, just pull it up, Rob. It's on Twitter.
I didn't see that one. I did, in fairness, so we had kids over and stuff, so I missed a lot of the Super Bowl ads. The two that I liked were good with CeraVe, Michael Cera, and what was the other one? Arnold Schwarzenegger was really good. Mm-hmm. Did this air during the Super Bowl?
No.
No.
Let's see.
I don't know.
All the money on the commercial spot, we actually didn't spend any money on the actual commercial. But the idea is I want you to go to Yeezy.com, Yeezy.com. And I'm gonna write it at the bottom of the screen. And I got some shoes. And that's it.
Yeah, it definitely didn't air during the commercial during the Super Bowl.
Are you sure that would have been great?
I think it would have been awesome. That everybody would have talked about that. But holy shit!
Okay.
Could you imagine if he did that for $7 million? What a genius move! The NFL Maybe. Would still have to approve it. Although they did approve all those Jesus spots, you know.
Jesus? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Washing people's feet and shit.
The Hobby Lobby guy.
Yeah.
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 So
maybe they would have, but no, that definitely didn't air. And he just keeps printing money. That
did air, though.
Where?
On the Super Bowl.
You're going to have to fact check that. I people would have
had a meltdown.
People in the comments are saying yes.
You watched it, right?
Uh-huh.
Really? No, the football thing. Well, did Yeezy. You see a Kanye video during? Yeah. I didn't either. On a cell phone during the commercial during the Super Bowl. I would be hard pressed to agree, like, to believe the NFL.
Do a couple quick nature nooks? Fire away.
I don't give a shit.
To get us out of this Kanye situation.
It's your world tonight. Yeah, Delco is going to die by this. That a cell phone video was on the Super Bowl.
I would check it. I mean, look, people were kind of distracted. It could have popped. It could have gone through. Anyway,
I would have noticed.
You wouldn't even notice that it was a commercial, really. You would think,
"What? What is this?"
Or you just like ignore it.
Can you play the nature nook really quick?
No.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
You got it.
Good for you. Good for you.
I felt good about it. Oh.
So here's a couple of
exhausted.
California, LA, right? Specifically.
Yeah, Ross, this is a suburban LA neighborhood.
Sure. I know where that's at.
You look at this neighborhood and you think, yeah, it's right in the middle of the city somewhere.
Up in the hills,
certainly. Definitely in the valley. You know, it's off of Van Nuys Boulevard, sure.
But in a heavily populated area.
Absolutely.
Right? Not in the country like we live.
Not at all.
Sure.
These are right off the freeway here and quick jaunt into the driveway.
Well, anyone who's been to Los Angeles knows that raccoons are so 1980s because coyotes are the raccoons of Los Angeles.
They are. They always have been.
Coyotes are taking over and have been for a while. Don't know why they're so overrun, but here we go.
With coyotes?
And they kill a lot of dogs, right? A lot of little dogs
tons.
And stuff like that.
Yes.
Jessica Simpson's dog.
Yeah. Mm.
Got ripped to shreds by one of those things.
So we'll watch the video of, you know, just a dad. I think it's dad coming home. Yeah,
they've probably
from school.
They've found new prey.
Yeah.
The coyotes have in Los Angeles.
Great.
You know,
here we go, son.
We're home.
Just go ahead and get out on your side.
2 years old, little toddler.
Oh, little toddler. That's nice.
Little coyote.
Two or three. Here comes the coyote.
There's a little coyote out there. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Kid trying to get away.
Oh, see ya. Oh, my gosh. See ya. See ya later. Okay, now that's messed up.
The coyote's still like, I don't know, man. I could probably get it.
Holy fucking shit.
If it's not the homeless, right? It's the coyotes. No, I'm just kidding.
What do you throw at him?
A rock?
Rock? Whatever you can. I don't know why he's going back out, but anyway.
To kill that motherfucker.
Oh, does he have a gun now?
No, he's got a 2x4.
Beat that motherfucker.
I mean,
beat that fucking coyote to death with a 2x4.
That coyote tried to eat that child.
Yeah,
sure did.
He was going to drag it away.
So there's no food up there for the coyotes, Bob. That's the whole deal. There is no food up in the hills up there. So then they come down and hope to get something from the trash cans or off the porches or something else. Mm. And I had a lemon tree that was in my yard for a while in the hills. And every morning I would wake up and they'd trying to be eating the low-hanging fruit, mm-hmm. which is where that phrase comes from. So like, yeah, does it go after a child though? Mm. Never seen it attack a human.
That's just a coyote though, right? Isn't California trying to bring back the California grizzly?
Yes, they are.
I know a mountain lion's gotten a few people out jogging in LA.
But they're trying to bring back these giant fucking grizzly bears.
They are. It's on the seal, actually. It's on the California state seal.
It's on the state flag, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but like with the mountain lions and stuff, like we have always been knowing that like if you're out, you know, if you're hiking, if you're in the whatever.
Yeah.
Like you have to watch out for that.
Well, they're also skittish, so like you have to juke them a little bit, right? And then they'll run away.
Not a mountain lion,
but a coyote. So if you saw a coyote, I've never seen a coyote attack a human in Los Angeles like that. Usually they're pretty skittish, and if you juke them, dude, they'll get the fuck out of there. That's the first time I've ever seen anyone attack a human.
Well, they're getting bold. So
they're all
starving, Jesse.
So what you must do is fight boldness with boldness.
Yes.
Yeah, you
yeah.
Got
so this one, that one was pretty traumatizing for everyone involved. But this is what you, this is what you would do.
Yeah, this is how you react. Now, this is a,
how you do this.
This is a coyote coming after a guy's dog. I apologize for the quality, but it really doesn't matter.
No, it's
it
fine. Matter. And Reed White in the chat has said California doesn't have guns, which is true. Also, if you're wondering why Homeboy doesn't pull out a gun and shoot that goddamn thing, but yeah. Go
okay,
ahead.
So let the he's letting the dogs out in the front yard.
Is that the dog?
These are both dogs.
And then
here's
the coyote.
Oh my God.
He grabs the coyote, body slams him. And
oh my God,
starts
punching him, dude. Look at that ground and pound game.
Dude, that is how you
fuck
do that.
Yes, dude.
We'll play that again. I mean, just bang, no,
wow.
Immediate
boom.
Body slam.
Yep.
Like a schoolyard bully.
Holy shit, dude.
It's just a little bit sad because it's like, oh, this guy cares about his dogs more than that guy did his kid. But
yeah.
Well, I think that guy was shot.
I'm joking.
No, I'm not. I would have thrown that coyote and just drug it across the goddamn street.
He was ready for that, too, this guy. He wanted to fight something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but you defend your dog harder than you defend a child, right?
Nope.
Sure.
No, that's not really how that works.
You would,
obviously,
yeah,
but
yeah.
Most
yeah.
of us wouldn't. Right. Where was this video, guys?
It's
this
all...
one, I'll check. The other one was L.A. I imagine
this was
L.A.
I mean, they've all got to be California, right?
I think this was probably L.A. too, but
yeah.
I'm not seeing a location.
Gosh, they just
wow.
creep up.
Unbelievable, man.
I mean, both of these, by the way, broad fucking daylight.
Broad
yeah.
daylight.
Yeah.
Like flat. That's what I'm saying. Like they aren't up in the hills. This isn't like Hollywood Hills, whatever.
No.
These are like flat suburb.
Uh-huh.
I know.
Because when you're looking for food, there's nothing up in those hills, like nothing to eat. So they're all going to come down eventually.
They don't want to burn the calories like chasing a squirrel.
Yeah.
Right? Like they're trying to find easy meals.
You guys are out in the country, though. There's plenty of coyotes that way.
There are.
Where we are?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any. Have you?
A bunch.
Yeah. I haven't seen any coyotes.
I see
out
coyotes
there.
All the time where I am.
Really?
And we don't see them out there. A lot of deer, and that's about it, luckily. I don't really want to fuck with the coyotes anymore.
There's bobcats, too.
I've had a couple coyote sightings in the neighborhood. I haven't seen them, but neighbors post about it.
Foxes. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple foxes in the neighborhood, and they've posted those.
Is it foxes?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah. Okay. Why? What would you think? That it was still fox.
No, I feel like you've called it deers before. Like I saw the deers.
You saw all those deers.
So I was just making sure.
There's a shit ton of deers out there. Yeah.
Deers.
Yeah. D'Anthony
is correct. Yes.
Is one of those a Crime Corner shirt? Pop it up. We're live on air. Let's see it.
Let me see.
Pop it up. Those are all for Jesse. Look at that. Look at that. All right.
Thank you, Dan.
Perfect way to end today. Look, go to drinkingbros.com. We've got girl sizes of Crime Corner shirts over there. That turned out great.
Yeah.
Look at that. Hell yeah, dude. That's fucking awesome.
Look at her.
So those are all available in women's sizes and men's if you want them as well. The Crime Corner shirts over there. Is that Hard AF Seltzer? Finally.
Yes, Women's
all right.
Hard AF.
Women's Hard AF Seltzer shirts. Let's go.
These are nice.
And then is it in white too?
Yeah.
Boom.
These are nice.
Look at that.
These are all for me?
Look at all for you, Jesse.
Oh,
all for you.
Sweetie Pies.
Okay.
Welcome to Sweetie Pies.
Welcome to Sweetie Pies. And then last but not least, we've got Valentine's Day tomorrow. We will not be on air. We're not on air on Wednesdays for Valentine's Day.
What do you mean?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, we're not on air.
We're not on air tomorrow on Wednesday for Valentine's
Day.
So
are you taking the day off?
So if you're out there, no, I'm not. I'll be here at work. But for the rest of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5 years.
Yeah.
I wish we could all just put shoeboxes up that are decorated and we could all put candy and cards in them again. And
make sure to bring enough for the class.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's what you'll be doing tomorrow, I would imagine, right?
Yes, I'm going to Valentine's parties tomorrow.
Are you at the school?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. Are you wearing that jacket?
Sure.
You have to.
Yeah.
It's a great jacket. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very Valentine's.
You getting a lollipop gram?
Yep.
A lollygram?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I made the dinner.
These fucking kids' classes have like 19 kids in them, dude.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, that's what it? The fuck? What do you mean that's it?
That's the way it low. Should be.
That's low. You can get Valentine's at HEB for like 22 people for $3.
Also, go to like, go to a shitty public school. It's like 40 kids a class. Yeah.
Right. That's true. But we're trying to avoid that, Bob. All right?
Well, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
40 kids a class.
They were
not
saying
that.
Like that was a...
It's a good teacher to student ratio.
It is. It's a great teacher. It is.
Okay. I'm just saying,
Jesse,
I had to fill out 19. That's whatever.
It could have been 40, bro.
I was doing that bullshit last night, too. I feel you.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your... Oh, you're in the same area, so you're fine.
It's for the daycare, Well, one kid only has 14 kids, so that was easy. But the other class is like 22, 23 kids. Fucking sucked.
Oh, dang. Okay.
And Bob was up just writing soliloquies all night, you know, to the children.
No, he's just writing, Jaden... Hayden, Braxton,
Ashley, Ashley.
I'll show you some of the names off air on one of my kids' classes. It's fucking rough.
Oh, it's
Brixton, Jackson.
Brixton Simpson. Brixton was a hard one for sure.
Yeah, with an X. But yeah, all of it is.
Got to have that roster on the fridge.
Yep.
You sure do, kids.
Raylan, Kaylin. Yeah,
but we're going to a nice little dinner tomorrow night. Should be fun. So anybody else out there who's enjoying their Valentine's Day, have fun. We're not going to, we just won't be on air to celebrate it with you guys.
You going to the Olive Garden?
But we'll be back on Thursday. Yeah. Found one.
An Olive Garden?
Sure did.
Okay.
Sure did.
Well, there we go.
We're not going to. I wish. Oh, okay. I wish, but beautiful brand new Olive Garden out in Kyle. And I was just like, let's go, dude. Very close. Very close. I need to get to know the wait staff and I need my spot at the bar, obviously. Mm-hmm. Gotta be a regular there, Jesse, to get the inside stuff. There's some secret off menu shit that people don't know about. That's all I'll say. But if you know the people and the right peeps, dude, and somebody who's worked there.
If you're family.
Yeah.
Well, that's the first part. But you've got to gain their trust to be family. It doesn't happen immediately. Okay? It's over time that you become family. So hopefully you are taking your loved one out to Olive Garden tomorrow night. Not a sponsor, but definitely should be on this show. One would think, right?
Yeah.
Sir Four Tours over there at that Olive Garden. Got it. Just hit me up, Olive Garden. I'm ready to promote your brands. Okay, and then in dining Pizza Huts as well. I really want to do that. I don't want to do delivery ads. Only the in dining experience with the buffets is all I want to do over there.
All right.
But we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Revolucion. Buenos tardes, everyone.
Good afternoon.